Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Jeremy Warner, joined by Jennifer Langosch, the MLB.com reporter for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Jennifer, it's July 26th, and the Pirates are relevant. They're in first place heading into tonight. Just what's the feeling around Pittsburgh right now with the Pirates? I mean, in August, they're going to be relevant.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's the hottest ticket in town in Pittsburgh right now, and it's pretty refreshing to see. I mean, Pittsburgh obviously is a sports town the way they celebrate the Steelers and support the Penguins. Sure. You know, Pirates fans have been waiting 18 years for this team to be relevant this late in the year. So fans are coming out in droves. It's a hot ticket. The team has embraced the city just as much as the city has embraced the team. And, you know, with the pitching that the Pirates have had this season, I don't think you can say this is a fluke. I expect this team to probably be in contention pretty late through August and maybe even into September.
And Jennifer, I was just about to ask you that. You know, a lot of people think, oh, the Pirates won't be around for a while. But I'm of the belief when you have the pitching, and especially when you have the pitching in the NL Central division that's just been weak throughout, you know, a lot of people don't know Kevin Correa, James McDonald. But fill us in on these guys, and they seem like they're pretty legit.
They are, and it's interesting because the Pirates' rotation, as you look at it now, is very similar to the rotation they had last year when their ERA was the worst in the majors by the end of the year. A lot of these are young pitchers who have taken steps forward outside of Correa, who came in as a free agent in the offseason. These guys are working under a new pitching coach, kind of feeding off each other. It just took a couple good months and good results to really believe that they are a decent staff. And when you look at the Pirates, their lineup doesn't compare to that of the Cardinals, the Brewers, even the Reds, when you look at the other teams in the Central trying to make a push for the top. But the pitching can beat that. Found success in the Central. They beat up on the Cubs and the Astros a lot to this point, so it's going to be a big test the next couple weeks when they play the Cardinals and Brewers in bulk to see if their pitching can hold up against some of those lineups.
Talking with Jennifer Langosch, the Pittsburgh Pirates reporter for MLB.com, and talking about that offense, there's a lot of rumors that Pittsburgh might be buyers here looking for a bat. Now, Tampa Bay Rays made good when they kind of stuck to their plan of keep accruing these talents. Do the Pittsburgh Pirates go buy a bat, or is there enough pressure from fans that they need to go get somebody and try and win this division?
It's tough because you look at the Pirates, the plan that General Manager Neil Huntington has laid out. This is his fourth season here. And I think the Pirates are probably winning a little bit sooner than anticipated. Yeah. Absolutely, they want to try to make a push for this year. They know they have special pitching, and a bat in that lineup could really make a huge difference. However, the Pirates are not in position to mortgage their future, like you mentioned. I mean, right. This is still an organization with the payroll that they have that's going to have to build from within. It's going to have a strong farm system. They'll be willing to try to trade to an extent, but when teams are asking, which they are right now, for some of these top prospects, the Pirates aren't willing to budge, nor should they. I mean, as much as they want to make a run in 2011, you don't want to set the organization back the next 3 or 4 years because of a decision you make now. Then all of a sudden, you're talking about the next losing streak in Pittsburgh. So it's a really tough balance because obviously the fans are into it and the fans want this team to add some pieces so it's really in position to make a run. What cost do you do that at? And that's really where General Manager Neil Huntington is trying to work through this week.
Yeah, and it seems like a tough place to be in because it doesn't seem like they're going to go get a Carlos Beltran to give up those top guys. But who are some of the guys that you think they could go after? I mean, Josh Willingham from the Oakland A's seems like a decent bat that they can add. Or I heard the Cubs' Carlos Pena could be in the picture.
Yeah, and the Pirates are in position, as we talked about, maybe not wanting to give up prospects, but they are willing to take on salary. So you look at any guys who maybe other teams are willing to dump some salary, maybe take a little bit less in return, or you look at those second-tier free agents, somebody like Josh Willingham. You know, Johnny Gomes is out there. You hear his name floated around with the Reds. Somebody who can maybe step in. The Pirates could really use a bat at either corner infield or corner outfield spot. They're also looking for relief help, and there seems to be much more bulk when it comes to finding some right-handed relievers. So I would expect that maybe their move comes more on the pitching end than it does in getting an impact bat. But maybe they find, as I mentioned, one of those second-tier right-handed hitters to kind of fill a spot in the lineup. Probably not a huge impact guy, but the Pirates also have some players coming back from injury that, too, can kind of help that lineup. So Pedro Alvarez made his return last night. Catcher Ryan Dome, it shouldn't be far behind him. Jose Tavada, the starting left fielder, should be coming back in a few weeks. So, you know, maybe the Pirates don't make the impact move by bringing somebody external in. Maybe their moves are made by getting guys off the DL.
Is that enough, do you think, to push this offense to where they're respectable and can at least back up this pitching staff?
Probably not, especially when you look at the Cardinals, Brewers, and Reds are all trying to be active this week. And I think that this division could very well be won by the one team who makes the biggest splash before Sunday afternoon. So, no, I think relying on the guys who they have probably wouldn't be enough to push the Pirates to the top. It could be enough, though, to keep them in contention, keep things interesting, and then not mortgage your future down the road.
T&J Show talking with Jennifer Langosch, the Pittsburgh Pirates reporter for MLB.com. Jennifer, long term here, if they compete in this division, I think that's a great thing for Pittsburgh. But what does this season and this promise do for an organization that seems to have one of the best ballparks in Major League Baseball? My brother went there, he was on a 10-day tour of 10 stadiums. And out of all of them, he went to Yankee Stadium, Fenway. He loved PNC Park. So long term, does this fill the stands in the foreseeable future for the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I think it doesn't. I think it gives fans hope. I mean, if you come to Pittsburgh, all they've heard for the past 15 or so years is we're building for the future. We're building for the future. And, you know, GMs have come and go. Managers have come and go. Lots and lots of players have come and gone. And the fans just keep hearing we're building for the future. Give us another 3 to 5 years. Well, they're sick of it. And, you know, rightfully so. So what they've done this year gives the city some hope that, you know what, maybe the people in place now in the front office do know what they're doing. They have brought in some young talent, which has been evident by the guys who have come up this year to fill in through a lot of injuries that this team has sustained. It gives them some hope for the future. They're spending more on the draft. They have some really talented young pitchers there. You bring them up, all of a sudden then maybe the Pirates are just a few pieces away from contending. So, I mean, obviously, like I mentioned, it's a big-time sports town. There is a huge fan base for the Pirates and a lot of history here in the city. It's just taken a while to kind of win some of those fans back. And to be honest with you, to kind of win back a generation that's been lost in the last 18 years with the Pirates not having a winning season.
And from what I understand, Jennifer, it's a tough stretch here ahead of them on the schedule. Just talk about that, and where do you think this team will be in 2-3 weeks? Do you still think they'll be in contention here in the NL Central?
You know what, I think we're going to know a lot by Sunday. You look at their past week, they just got done with a series against the Reds and then one against the Cardinals. They split, they went 3-3 in those 6 games. Yesterday they began here in Atlanta, 7 games between Atlanta and Philadelphia. If they can make it through this stretch, you know, even 3-4, say, and stay within fighting distance in the NL Central, it could be interesting. As I mentioned, they have, I believe, 10 games left against the Brewers, 10 games left against the Cardinals to finish out the season. So ultimately, you know, when you're fighting for the top of the division, it's going to come down to those head-to-head battles. Pirates have a ton of them. So if their pitching can stay strong, if they can stay healthy, which is something they've been able to do all year, and they can get through the stretch in Atlanta and Philadelphia and come out fairly even, absolutely, there's no reason why they can't still contend.
Is Clint Hurdle selling his second half success? You know, with the Rockies, he had unbelievable runs there in the second half. Has he been selling that to his players?
Yeah, he has. I mean, he sold it from the day he got here. It's just been an unbelievable change of culture in that clubhouse. The manager who was here before, John Russell, very quiet, very stoic, very to himself. Great teacher, instructor, but not so personal. Clint came in from day one. He's present. Players love playing for him. And to be honest with you, you look at this roster in Pittsburgh, it's really not that deep. It's maybe not even that talented, probably the least talented group of those four teams fighting in the NL Central. But Clint has these guys believing every single day that they're better than their opponent, and it's just been amazing to watch him motivate this team unlike anything we've seen here in Pittsburgh in recent years.
A few more questions for Jennifer Langosch, the MLB.com reporter for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Jennifer, you know, they're getting fans at that park, and they seem to have done that the last couple of years, even when they lost. Does this make them buyers on the free agent market? The long-term impact of that, do you think, is going to come through?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the attendance this year is up. Goodness, last time I'm saying it was up over 20% from last year. After averaging 18,000, they're now averaging 22, 23,000. And if they're in it later into the season, that average is just going to continue to increase. And by selling those tickets, it's giving the Pirates the flexibility financially to definitely go out and spend a little bit more on the free agent market. The team opened with one of maybe even the lowest payroll this season. Between attendance, between having some flexibility, they have the money to go be active on the trade deadline. Again, it's just a matter of whether or not they're willing to trade what these other teams are asking for.
And Jennifer, we're the Cardinals affiliate here. I'm a White Sox fan, but as a baseball fan, it's always sad to see when they have to trade a Jason Bay, they have to trade a Nate McLouth, you know, right when those kids are coming up and playing well. Are we seeing an end to that era, or is this, you know, they got to keep this up, obviously, probably, too?
Well, I mean, it's you look at those two trades specifically. I mean, the Jason Bay trade on one end, disastrous results. Only one of those four guys they got in return is still in the organization. The Nate McLouth trade, you got Charlie Morton, who has been a very integral part of the staff. So the Pirates are still going to look to be creative in terms of bringing in prospects, but kind of what we saw over the last 3 or 4 years were just accumulating prospects and sending out everybody else. that is kind of over. The Pirates are going to make smart trades. They're going to make trades that impact them now as opposed to looking 2, 3, 4 years down the road. But they're also going to look to continue to accrue prospects just because the reality is this franchise is never going to have the payroll that you're going to see in the Chicago market, in the St. Louis market. So they've got to be smart. And hopefully one of the next steps of this organization, too, is to start locking down some of those young players. Guys like Andrew McCutchen, maybe in a few years Neil Walker, Joel Hanrahan, kind of making sure that those guys stay in Pittsburgh. Then they're not forced to trade them the year before they're going to be a free agent.
And Jennifer, you've seen the NL Central, a lot of these teams, the Brewers, the Cardinals, obviously. Who do you think is still the favorite to win this division? Of course, the Reds are just 3 games back as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of talent, the Brewers would probably be up there for me. But you know what? Tony La Russa, every year he seems to have the Cardinals in it when they have injuries, and you can never discount, especially that lineup, the power that they have in the middle. You compare that to the lineup the Pirates put out the other day, and it's not even comparable. So I think those two will probably be at the top in the end. If Milwaukee can pitch like some of those guys can, they have the power in the lineup to make an impact there. So maybe I give the nod to them at this point. But you know what? It's been unpredictable to this point, so who knows?
Well, I know Pittsburgh's a football, a hockey town, but it's great to see the fans back out. And there's more to Pittsburgh Pirates games than, I guess, what is the beer? The Steel City beer out there in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, the Iron City beer and the Permane Brothers sandwich.
How are those? I hear they're fantastic.
They are pretty good. And the new thing this year at the ballpark is a pulled pork pierogi sandwich.
Ooh.
So, but yeah, but it is nice to see fans come to the ballpark for baseball and to have baseball crowds. It used to be the crowds filled up for concert nights and bobbleheads and fireworks. But, you know, now they're coming out to watch baseball games, and they're absolutely into it.
Well, now you made me hungry, Jennifer, so I'm going to have to hang up on you and go get lunch. But Jennifer Langosch, MLB.com, she writes for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Hey, Jennifer, I appreciate you joining us. I know it's a busy schedule for you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks, Jennifer. Appreciate it.